It's Friday, the 26th of September, and I am Leonard Witbien with your news at 8 a.m. Saddam Michael Amushelelo, popularly known as the People's General, has declared his candidacy for the upcoming local authority elections in Windhoek. Criticizing the city's decline, he described it as a village with a few lights and vowed to restore its former glory if elected councillor.
Can't be called a city anymore because we have those who have been in charge have reduced this thing to nothing more than a village council. And that is why we must be able to restore the city to its glory. 061 is no longer 061. This place feels like 064. It feels like 063, maybe an 062, but definitely not 061. So the glory of 061 must be brought back. Windhoek, stand up!
For last year, the non-bank financial institutions sector showed strong performance, with aggregate assets increasing by 14.3% to reach 474.2 billion Namibia dollars. Namfisa's chief executive, Kenneth Motomola, said the sector, which regulates 132 institutions and over 14,700 intermediaries, remains a key pillar of financial stability. According to Namfisa's Jonette Aces,
Mr. Motomola expressed gratitude to the board, executive team, staff, media and all stakeholders for their support, acknowledging the role of former Minister of Finance, Honorable Ipumbu Shimi, and welcoming the new Minister, Honorable Erika Shafuda, as a partner in advancing Namibia's financial transformation. CEO Mr. Kenneth Motomola concluded Namfisa remains committed to building a resilient, competitive and inclusive financial sector that serves all Namibians. Together with our stakeholders, we continue to drive stability, innovation and prosperity.
In South Africa, Margaret van Rooyen, the head of the South African Police Services Legal Division, criticized Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Police for not acting on complaints from KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi before his July media briefing. Speaking to the Madlanga Commission in Pretoria, van Rooyen underpins that timely intervention is essential to ensure police accountability.
The terms of reference of a commission provides for the consideration of the effectiveness or failure of oversight mechanisms. In my view, the commission and not the committee should consider this aspect continuously in the evaluation of evidence presented.
Russia and Ethiopia have signed an action plan to begin planning and constructing a nuclear power plant in the East African nation, according to Reuters. The agreement was signed during a nuclear power forum by Rosatom's general director, Alexei Likachev, and Ashebir Balcha, the chief executive of Ethiopia's electric company, RIA. The project is expected to deepen bilateral cooperation in energy development. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says he's ready to work with leaders to implement a plan for peace with Israel proposed by France. Speaking via video call at the United Nations General Assembly, he reiterated his rejection of a role in government for Hamas and demanded it to disarm. Tony Waterman reports for us from the UN General Assembly in New York.
Mahmoud Abbas really used this speech to lay out his vision of what a post-war Gaza and really a post-war Palestinian state could look like. He said that the responsibility for governing should lie with the Palestinian Authority, that Hamas would have no role to play in a new government, and that Hamas and any other terrorist faction is going to have to surrender their arms. He said the Palestinian state, which would include the West Bank and also East Jerusalem, that this should be a weapons-free area. He also sort of rejected this idea that Palestinians would leave their land.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.